Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. The other day, I asked my eldest son to mow our grass. Our lawnmower had broken previously, and the uncut grass was quite high. Well, high enough to where if I was my neighbor, I'd talk about my own self. Several times, I peeked out the blinds to see how he was coming along. He was frustrated, angry, and ready to call it quits and come inside. See, not only was the grass a foot high, it was also a little wet from the raining night before. So as he mowed, the grass would clump together under the mower and choke it, cutting it off. It really was hard work. Two or three times he came in completely fed up and ready to quit. Each time, I encouraged him to continue. "Yes, it's hard work, but you can do it," I told him. The last time he came in, it was a little bit more difficult. He had finally completed the front yard and needed to do the side. He had mosquito bites all over him, and to make it worse, it had started to drizzle. The drizzle pushed him over the edge, past unhappiness to downright mutiny. He was totally worn out and frustrated, and it showed. I gave him a minute or two to rest and check his attitude before I approached him to finish the other side. It was a small section and shouldn't take too long. Again, I encouraged him to finish the job. He only had a little section left to go. "Yes, it's a little rain, but most of the hard work was over." I thanked him, told him the front looked good, and then I left. I wasn't sure that he received the words of encouragement I was trying to give him, but he did. All I can hear him saying as he put his shoes back on and went through the door was, "Stupid lawnmower, I don't even like mowing the grass." And I smiled to myself. A chore that usually takes 35 to 45 minutes ended up taking an hour and a half to complete. Why am I telling the story? Is there supposed to be a lesson here? Yes, it is. The Holy Spirit enlightened me through this lesson with my son on how we, in the body of Christ, can become discouraged when things get rough. How a few words of encouragement can take someone very far and help them to overcome and get through many trials. There are going to be times in our lives when we are trying to accomplish something and it is going to seem as though it is so hard. Setbacks pop up out of nowhere. You're going to feel like quitting, just giving up. But then someone comes along and whispers a word of encouragement to you. "You're doing such a great job. Keep it up." You hear a sermon on Sunday or a song on the radio, and it reminds you of what you're trying to accomplish, and it encourages you to keep going. Instead of the 6 months you thought it was going to take you to accomplish your goal, it took you a year. Again, you're probably discouraged. Before, you had thoughts of abandoning the whole stupid thing. Now, you could actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. Your thoughts are now, "I'm almost there. I'm almost finished." Well, I'm here to tell you, you must persevere. You must believe in yourself. You must surround yourself with others that will speak life into you. You must trust God. Oh, I didn't mention the best part. At the end of my son's going through, I blessed him monetarily. I did not let him know I was going to give him anything of value at the beginning. So he was doing the chore on obedience. Obedience to me. And that is what God wants from you and to do for you. Your blessing is right around the corner. And if you give up now, you won't receive it. And believe me, it is worth it. Be blessed.